It's Spring Share-a-thon 2024, dedicated to the memory of our founder, Brother Don Wildman.
God doesn't require us to be successful. God requires us to be faithful.
1 Corinthians 1:9 says, God is faithful, by whom you were called into fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
I know my story, it isn't over. Even against all odds, you are a faithful God.
Call now to make your pledge at 877-616-2396. Or give online at AFR.net as we glorify our faithful God.
Challenges. Do you like them? God gives us challenges sometime, and we have a challenge on Share-a-thon. This is Bert Harper with Dr. Alex McFarland, and it is Exploring the Word. And we will refer and we'll talk about the Bible, even a little bit of the book of James. But what we do two times a year, 3 days in the spring, 3 days in the fall, is we ask you to come alongside and help us continue broadcasting. I heard Tim Wildman say the other time, if we were in church, this is the time we're passing the plate. And so it's your opportunity to share in the ministry with AFR. Again, and I want to give that number. Someone asked, what do you do when you're in Share-a-thon and you're the host? And they told me, give the number. And here's the number, 877-616-2396, or you can give online at AFR.net. Well, Alex, Share-a-thon, twice a year, and this is the first day of the spring edition. It is exciting times, brother.
Well, we are partners in the harvest, aren't we? And Bert, it's great to be with you. Great to be on Exploring the Word. And I just want to say a sincere thank you to all the people throughout America that enable the gospel to go forth. Great programming, the biblical worldview, calling our nation back to Jesus Christ. And it really, really does make a difference. And you can give securely online, or you can give at the number. Bert, would you give that number again?
It is 877-616-2396. And I was always taught to give it two times in a row because they get it a little bit and then they finish it up on the second time. 877-616-2396. And Alex, by the way, our theme this year is faithful God. And our scripture Amen. Verse is 1 Corinthians 1:9. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And so God is faithful. And if you know anything about Dr. Don Wildman, Brother Don, his motto was, God didn't call us to be successful, but he did call us to be faithful. And so, Alex, we want to be faithful to the Word of God, but we also ask our people that are listeners of especially to Exploring the Word to be faithful in their financial support of AFR.
Amen. And it really does make a difference, folks. Your gift in any amount, and as we said, there's a $25,000 challenge this hour, so this is a great hour to give. But I just want to say thank you to all the people who have given in the past that enable us to win souls to Christ. And Bert, I'm kind of privileged in that I travel a lot everywhere I go, and I'd like to tell a little bit about my spring schedule, that since January, I've had the privilege of being in this order, Colorado, Florida, Ohio, Indiana, Ohio again, Texas, Wisconsin. Now, everywhere I go, people come. Sometimes they drive for a long way. In fact, when I was in Plainview, Texas 2 weeks ago, a man drove 9 hours, just said he wanted to tell me face-to-face how much he loved Exploring the Word. When I was in Florida back in February, a group of four people came from Idaho all the way to Florida. That's a long way. But here's my point. People are getting saved. People are coming back to Christ. People are getting informed about issues. And donors, you're helping to make that happen. And so we would ask you, let's keep the momentum going. God is faithful. Lives are being changed, and there's a lot more I can say about that. But The number is 877-616-2396, and you can give securely online as well, afa.net. But for each and every one that you pray, you invest, we together stand and we share the gospel with our nation and world. We thank you.
We really do. This morning I was listening to our president, Tim Wildman. He's the host of Today's Issues, and he and Ed Vitagliano were there, and they said something. That they said, we think our listeners of Today's Issues are the best. I listened to that, and I thought, that's what you think, guys. I think the listeners of Exploring the Word are the best and strongest. I think we're kind of biased on that, Alex. But
well, I think so.
I think we can prove that we have great listeners, and I know that because we hear from them. They pray for us. We see them. They say, man, we pray for you and Alex, and we're asking God to keep on using you guys. And they share with us. And also, Deer and Share-a-thon, they are a group that give and share in the ministry of AFR. And again, I remember Brother Don say, we don't ask you to give you tithe, but we do ask you to give above that and give it to Exploring the Word. And I say this, and I try to say this a good bit each time. When you help Exploring the Word, as we are the radio station, it helps those other programs that are aired by AFR. You know, you wouldn't be able to hear Dr. Dobson's Family Talk when it's aired if it were not for the radio station of AFR, if it was not in your area, if it's not on another radio program. And so all those, Dr. Adrian Rogers, David Jeremiah, all of these, they're aired on AFR because AFR is the radio station and 179 stations that are broadcasting all over America, and then podcast, and then on the internet. So we have the possibility of really making a difference. And when you give here at AFR, and that number again is 877-616-2396. Well, I want to get to this because I don't want to miss this opportunity, Alex. One of my favorite things is listener testimonies, because you and I get to hear it all the time. People will call in and ask us questions, but many times before they ask the question, they say, we want to tell you and Alex, we want to tell Alex, we met him somewhere in Ohio. We saw Alex in Texas, and it was a joy. So we hear these testimonies all the time, but now we want everyone to hear this one that was, they called in, took the time to call in to say thank you for AFR.
My name is Joe Watson, Carterville, Illinois, and I'd just like to say thank you during all this time of upheaval when there's so many lies floating through the airwaves and all over the place, that your voice of truth and the Spirit of God has really impacted my life. I've been through open heart surgery, fractured my back in two places, and God has healed it all, and I just want to give him the glory and say thank you so much. Keep up the good work. God bless.
Amen. We hear that quite a lot, especially when we have one of our praise and prayer times. We haven't done that a lot in the past, but they've been so, I would say, helpful and wonderful. We've done about three so far this year, and maybe more. Alex, when we hear that, it energizes me. What about you?
Amen. Amen. Well, you know, Exploring the Word, we've often said it's like America's biggest Bible study. And this is Share-a-thon, and we would ask you to give. Please give. I know a lot of times people think, well, you know, somebody's going to give. Really, what this is just countless numbers of people. We're all doing our part. And you have our promise. You have our promise that we will stand on the Word of God. We will faithfully handle the Word of God. We are in this thing to see the Lord Jesus glorified, souls saved, and that is happening big time, to see Christians revived and empowered. We want to see our nation saved and turned back to Christ. and the number if you would give. And this is a good hour to give because there's a challenge, a $25,000 challenge. But the number, please call this number now. It's 877-616-2396, or you can give securely online at afa.net. Bert, may I share a prayer request too?
Go right ahead, brother.
And folks, really, please, I ask you to please lift up. There's a listener in Texas. His name is Tom. He texted me like at 3:20 in the morning, and he is a listener. I've met him when I preached at his church, or preached in his city, by the way, but I've met Tom. He's probably listening right now. He had back surgery. Apparently, it didn't go well. He is in excruciating pain, and they think there's some infection. And he's got to go in tomorrow and Thursday for some tests. And I know he was up, couldn't sleep. He was hurting so badly. So I got this text, and he said, "I hate to bother you." And it's no bother, I assure you. But he said, I need the Lord to help me. I'm hurting so badly. So we called him up this morning, prayed with him. But folks, if you think about Tom in Texas, who's really got a debilitating back pain from some surgery, I would really appreciate it if y'all would pray for him.
Tom in Texas, and if you're listening, we are praying. And again, Alex and I love to remind people, you've got a lot of prayer warriors. We feel like this program has all these people in them. We have prayer warriors. We have those that are acts of service, all those things. And we thank God for those. So we're going to be praying for him and asking God to do a great work. Alex, let me share a verse. We've been going through the book of James, and this is about the tongue. You know, I know it says in chapter 3, verse 8, and when we start back on Monday, we'll start in chapter 3 of James. But 3:8 says this, "No man can tame the tongue. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison." That is so true. But what happens when a man surrenders his life and his words to the Lord Jesus Christ? God can give us the strength to help our tongues praise him rather than curse. Alex, God can make that kind of difference in people's lives, can't he?
Well, he sure can. And, you know, the Bible says about the way we use words, "Let your speech be seasoned with salt." You know, salt is medicinal, and the words we use can be life-giving and uplifting and healthy. And so, boy, whenever I read the James 3 passage, like you say, you know, verse 5 says, "The tongue is a little member, yet boasts great things. Behold how great a matter a little fire kindles, and the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell." I mean, wow. And then, of course, the scripture you read about that we really, humanly, we don't have the power to tame our tongue. Bert, what we say and what we say is true, whether it is true or not, what we say is false, this is so vital. Because we're living in a time where I would say our nation has a crisis of truth, you know?
Yeah.
And there are people saying things that are false. Part of what our ministry on AFR is, I believe, not only proclaim the truth of God's word, as we do, but also to warn people about that which is false. So we want you to be a part of this, folks, together. God is using all of this. So give. Would you invest? Call 877-616-2396. You'll talk to a friendly voice. And for all the gifts, for all of the support for the gospel work, we truly, truly thank you.
We really do. Tommy from Biloxi, Mississippi. Mitchell from Corpus Christi, Texas. David have given. You
sponsor
give.
Good, clean, constructive programs. We'll go out of our way to buy your products. We appreciate it. Uh-huh. You sponsor immorality, vulgarity, profanity. We'll make it a point not to buy your products, and we'll tell our friends and our neighbors and ask them to do the same.
Donald Wildman founded the American Family Association. The year was 1977.
Our billfolds have an off and on button, and as Christians, we have an obligation not to purchase products which we knowingly will go to help promote pornography and anti-Christian, anti-family values. You know what you're saying to me? You're saying to me, here's a choice. If you don't like it, turn it off. You're saying the same thing to me.
No.
You're telling, yes, you are. You're telling me that if I sit down and I don't like sexual infidelity and I don't like profanity and I don't like seeing somebody clobber somebody over the head, then forget it.
Your continued support of the American Family Association keeps us on the front lines of America's culture war.
I would like to just say how grateful I am for Don Wildman and his life work, for AFA and AFR, and everyone on the radio stations. Especially, I love to listen to him with It's My Turn. Always, always something so wonderful, so enlightening. I've listened to AFR on 88.3 for 15 years since here in Texas. I don't have a TV or a computer, just my radio and AFR app on my phone. I love all of you, and I look forward to meeting him in heaven one day and being able to thank him myself. God bless you all and all you do for so many, and I'm praying for you all.
It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
Every human has two basic needs when it comes to the area of love. One need is to love, and the other is to be loved. These are two basic needs of the human personality. Once, while visiting in the hospital, I was stopped by an elderly lady in a wheelchair. She didn't know me, and I didn't know her. But she wanted to talk with someone. She told me about herself. She had no family to visit her, but some people from her church visited with her quite often. Tears came to her eyes as she told me about their visits. They meant so much to her. This elderly lady needed a little attention, some affection, wanted to know someone cared for her, someone loved her. We all have this need to be loved, to know that someone cares for us, to know that we are important to someone. It's a hunger in the human heart to be loved. It's a natural hunger, as natural as breathing. Then also, every person needs to give love. Robert Hugh Benson once said, "It is only the souls that do not love that go empty in this world." Give love, and love will be given you. Not always by all those you give love to, and not always in the manner you desire, but by enough people to make life enjoyable. Now, I'm not a psychologist, but I've seen enough of life to know that love must have an outlet. Unexpressed love can be extremely dangerous to the human personality. I've even seen unexpressed love turned to hatred. A home where love is given and received by all members of the family is a happy home. A home where one member, only one member, fails to give or receive love is often a miserable experience. So I say again, love must have an outlet. I've seen couples who did not have any children love a pet as they would a child. Why? Because of the need to express love. Children are part of God's plan to give parents an outlet to express love. So are our marriage partners. They are part of God's practical plan to help us meet this need. It's just as important to learn to accept love as it is to give love. However, you can accept love without giving, but I don't think you can give love without accepting. Therefore, the emphasis should be on giving. Now, these two basic human needs must be met vertically as well as horizontally. We need to love God and accept God's love of us. The best way we can express our love for God is to love our fellow man. An unknown author has put it this way: "I sought my soul, but my soul I could not see. I sought my God, but my God eluded me. I sought my brother and found all three." Each of us has two basic needs, to love and to be loved. Remember to give love, and love will be given to you. Accept God's love and love Him in return. If you will learn to do these things, life will be enjoyable and worth the effort it takes to live.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.
This Share-a-thon is dedicated to the memory of Brother Don Wildman.
Call now to make your pledge at 877-616-2396 or give online at afr.net.
You are a faithful God.
God doesn't require us to be successful. God requires us to be faithful.
It's Spring Charathon 2024, dedicated to the memory of our founder, Brother Don Wildman. Call now to make your pledge at 877-616-2396 or give online at afr.net.
Serving the Lord, you find out that He is faithful. And that's the theme of this Charathon. It's taken from 1 Corinthians 1:9, which we read and says, God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. This is Bert and Alex, and this is the time for Exploring the Word. But twice a year, we take time out from the regular program to ask you to share with us, being partners with AFR in financially blessing and helping us to continue airing and sharing the gospel, speaking truth to the issues of the day from a biblical worldview. And that's what Alex and I try to do with the Word of God. That's what the programming is all about here on AFR. And again, we want you to be a part of it. And when you're a part of it and you give a one-time gift of $150 or more, you'll receive this new premium roast blend. I heard it's called the Legacy Blend, and I've heard it is good. I heard several folks talking about this is the best they've had, and so it is good. So when you make that phone call at 877-616-2396 and make that pledge of $150 or more, you'll get the coffee. But if you become a Great Commission partner and give $30 a month or more, you'll receive that bag of coffee, but you'll also get Don Wildman's book, I Had a Vision, God Had a Plan. It's a great book. Brother Don wrote this with the help of his brother, and it's about the journey he had of God giving him a vision and then developing a plan, and now we have AFR. So, Alex, this is a great time. It's also a $25,000 challenge. $25,000 challenge right now. A group of supporters had previously said, we want to send our money in early and challenge those that have not given yet to join us in being a part of the work at AFR. So when you make that call at 877-616-2396 or give online at AFR.net, you are partnering with us to continue sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. And these are exciting days. So join us in making it possible for us to reach this $25,000 challenge.
Well, amen. This is great. And folks, you know the gospel is free, but it does take resources to deliver that free message all around the world. And so if you would stand with us. The theme is Faithful God. And Bert, when I was thinking of the word faithful, there are a couple of famous verses that speak of the faithfulness of God. Now, if, like us, you want people everywhere to know about this faithful God, you, like us, you want people to know Christ, you know the hope of our nation and the hope of the world is Jesus, then let's partner together. And I'm going to ask you to give if you would donate money. And you can do that calling securely, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. Or you can give securely online at afa.net. But Bert, 1 John 1:9 uses the word faithful. If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So John says God is faithful, but you know who else says God is faithful? The Apostle Paul. 1 Corinthians 1:9, God is faithful, who has called you into fellowship with His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. So here's a couple of memory verses for you. 1 John 1:9, that He is faithful and just to cleanse us. 1 Corinthians 1:9, that God is faithful, who called us into the fellowship of His dear Son, Jesus Christ. So both John and Paul say that Jesus, our Savior and our God, is faithful.
He is faithful. Alex, can you imagine what this world would be like if God was not faithful in creation and in redemption? Now, again, I want to give that number because we'll interrupt our conversation by giving the number because, that, like they told me, my job, Alex, your job, more than anything else, during Share-a-thon, give the number, and here it is, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or give online at AFR.net. But I was talking about God's faithfulness. In creation, it's faithful that we're to bring forth like our own kind. That's what birds bring forth birds, and lions bring forth lions. And then the stars are in their place. The planets are in their place. Aren't you glad we have just one moon and not two? If we had the tide and everything, it would be so messed up. But because of the tide of the sea and one moon and the gravitational pull, it brings the tide in and goes back out. It cleanses, even the sea is cleansed. And then his promises in redemption. He said, if you will come unto me, I will in no wise cast you out. I'll take care of you. I'll be with you. And I'm going to put Bert Harper's spin on this, through thick or thin. I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going to forsake you. These are the promises of God being faithful. So, Alex, if our God is faithful, let me ask you this. Do you think we ought to be, I know the Bible says we're to be holy as he is holy. Would it make sense for us to be faithful because he is faithful? Yeah.
He is so faithful to us. You know, you were talking about creation and how, you know, 1 Corinthians 14 talks about that God is a God of order. I love the song, Great is Thy Faithfulness. And there's a lyric in that song. It says, summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above. I mean, it is such an orderly universe. God is so faithful in keeping everything moving. Even yesterday, with mathematical accuracy, they could predict the moment that the moon would pass in front of the sun. Of course, the eclipse. Everybody was talking about that. But, you know, it's a universe created by God, operating with absolute precision because our God is faithful. And even in the spiritual realm, if you put your faith in Jesus, he is faithful to save your soul. If you're willing to let the Spirit of the Lord lead you, he will faithfully guide you every day. He will faithfully provide for you. If you pray and you call out to God, and you bring your petitions and needs to the Lord, God is faithful to act and to answer your prayers. So we want the world to know this God. Bert, I just did an interview with American Family News, and we were talking about some of the statistics coming out about people depressed, rates of suicide, just people getting involved in drugs and alcohol. This world needs hope, and a faithful Savior is the hope that we are committed to share with the entire world if you'll help us. And you can do that. You can bring the faithfulness of God into somebody's life. And so give. The number, if you would call right now. You'll talk with a friendly voice. It really will bless your day, I guarantee it. It's 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. You can give online at afa.net. Now, if you'd give a gift of $150 or more, you'll get some amazingly wonderful coffee. I've had it. It's delicious. It's great. If you become a Great Commission partner, that means you're going to promise to give $30 a month, and we understand it's a faith pledge, but you'll get the coffee plus the wonderful Don Wildman book of I Had a Vision, God Had a Plan. Bert, can I say just a quick word about the legacy of Don Wildman? I was in Wisconsin last week, Madison, Wisconsin, the capital up there to speak at a wonderful event. And I saw a Christian newspaper. I picked it up off a rack, a Christian newspaper in Wisconsin. And there was this wonderful tribute and a photograph to Don Wildman. And I texted Tim. I said, I'm going to bring this and give it to you when I come down next week. But all over the country, he made an impact, didn't he? And that impact goes on.
He did, and it continues. You know, we say this all the time. We're standing on the shoulders of giants when it talks to pastors, missionaries, but I'd say also Don Wildman. And he could look down and see what was needed and what was coming, and he did everything. And people would say, well, you weren't quite as successful. And that's when he'd say, we're not called to be successful. We're called to be faithful. God's the one that brings success, and he really does. And he has brought success to AFR. In our past share-a-thons, God has been so faithful to put it on people's hearts to give, and you've given again and again and again. And we desire for you to. We've got new listeners, and it's your opportunity to give.
Yes.
And making that call at 877-616-2396 really does make a difference. Well, I want to do two things, and I want one of them to be something that our producer is involved in. He answers the phone. And Brent, did you get any phone calls while you were in there answering the phones? Did you get to talk to anybody?
I did. I always get great phone calls. That's my favorite thing. People are like, you really like answering the phone? I said, I love to talk. You know that, Bert.
Well, it is great. I appreciate that so much. And we do, Brent. And now we also want to hear some listener testimonies.
I have one.
You got one? Is it ready?
Yes, sir.
Well, let's hear it.
Kevin Brazil, Long Beach, Mississippi. I just wanted to call and give a voice of thanks to the Father and you guys, just to let you know that it hadn't been so long ago that I was feeling really down, really pointless, hopeless, nothing, looked forward to nothing, and not going to commit suicide or anything like that. I had made a covenant with the Lord before that I would never do that, but I still just had trouble being interested in anything, and the only thing that I looked forward to was listening to AFR radio, because I can always get some inspiration, some direction, some guidance. And I know the Father was at work through you guys, and I just want you to know that I really do appreciate you more than you can imagine.
Amen. Mm. Alex, just talking about being interviewed about depression, there is a testimony about somebody being there and how God used AFR to speak hope and peace into his life. And yeah, we try to do that every day on Exploring the Word, don't we?
Well, we really do. And, you know, people need hope. And there's hope, of course. But I want to say, in the Lord Jesus, it is rock-solid reality. Our God did conquer the grave. The Lord Jesus did pay for our sin debt on the cross. And I just want to say to everybody, and this is no cliche, but really, if you'll take it to heart and take God at his word, the tomb was left empty so that your life could be made full. And I want to say, this testimony we just heard was such a beautiful thing. To everybody listening, maybe you're at a place, you're not upbeat, you're down, you're saying, you know, what's the point? Listen, your life has value. Almighty God loves you. Almighty God made you. God wanted you to exist, and God is the creator of all of us. So your life has purpose. Your life has value. The cross of Calvary is proof that you matter to Jesus Christ. And Bert, you and I have said this, but it is true that had you been the only person that ever lived, the Lord Jesus, in his love, he would have gone to Calvary's cross just for you, to give heaven to you. So to everybody, you have a purpose. You matter. You might be listening to this show and you're on a bed of sickness and affliction. You can pray, and we ask that you would pray. Folks, this is Share-a-thon 2024. Please, let's stand together and let's give, that the world may hear of the faithful God who gave his son that we might be saved.
That number, 877-616-2396, or online at AFR.net.
I started out as a pastor in the late 1980s, and was at a little church in South Georgia, and just struggling to figure out, you know, how to navigate this thing called ministry. And then all of a sudden, this voice comes on the radio. Of course, I had no idea in those days where Tupelo, Mississippi was at, but Mr. Don Wildman, and he was championing values and causes that was very dear to my heart, especially as a young preacher. preacher, it was just, I was like, man, that resonated. And I remember getting so much sermon material from the early days of Don Wildman on the radio. My name is Terry Pierce, and I've had the wonderful privilege of serving on the AFA board since 2007. I'm a pastor at Connect Church here in Tupelo. I see God growing this ministry. I see Him making a difference in our culture, in our local families. And it is, you just walk out of board meetings going, man, these guys are doing it right. They've been doing it right for a long time. You can literally see the hand of God, the people that work here. I'm just telling you, I've just never met the quality level. It's just refreshing. You walk out of here going, man, God's got a kingdom. I want to be a part of this work. And these people live this. I don't know how else to say it, except you just see the hand of God doing that. And that's something I personally invest in. And I would, I'm just telling you, you want to be a part of that eternal reward kingdom.
I just wanted to express my condolences and my gratitude toward Brother Don, and just loved him like so many of your listeners do. Never met him, but the love and gratitude that I have for him, I'm sure, is like countless others. He has impacted now into the third generation of my family, and I cannot express my thanks so much. I know he will be missed, but what an impact this man has made on so many lives. God bless you all, and thank you all for what you're doing and will continue to do.
This Share-a-thon is dedicated to the memory of Brother Don Wildman. Call now to make your pledge at 877-616-2396 or give online at afr.net.
You are a faithful God.
Are you ready to burn the phone lines up and the internet? Here's the challenge. Right now, we've had a total pledges of 3,407. I'm challenging our listeners to get it to 3,500 in 19 minutes. That's what it is. Now, can we take care of it? I think we can, because we got people ready to answer those phones. The internet, man, you can go there and make your pledge, and it can take care of a lot of people at one time. So that number, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go online at afr.net. Again, make that phone call, get on the internet, and make that pledge. We're at a $25,000 challenge. That means people have given this money ahead of time, saying we want you to use our money to challenge others to join us in partnering with AFR to get the good news of Jesus Christ all around the world. Because of the internet, we can, and to get them about the biblical worldview and train them in what a biblical worldview is. And Alex and I, we do that every day that we can on Exploring the Word. So do that right now. Make that call. I'm going to give that number again. You're going to hear it quite a few times in this segment. 877-616-2396. Alex, you think we can get it? We're already jumped up, man. We're already closer to 80, so we don't need 90 something now. We need 80 something now. So make that phone call. I believe we'd make it. What about you, Alex?
We can make it, folks. So call right now if you would, 877-616-2396, or give securely online at afr.net. Listen, if you give $150 or more, you'll get some amazing coffee, some great coffee. I've had it. It's delicious. If you are a great commission partner and you pledge $30 or more a month, you'll get the coffee plus the wonderful book by truly one of the greatest Christian leaders of our lifetime, Don Wildman. And, you know, it's just a little way of us trying to say thank you. But the gospel is free. And I want to read a verse and share something. The gospel is free, folks, but it does take resources to deliver that message. And I know I can say this authoritatively, because by the grace of God, I'm in a different church every weekend. Been all over the country. I love it. It's what God called me to do. And Bert, everywhere I go, literally every place I go, big town, small town, big city, people come up to me. Sometimes they've driven hours and hours, and they say, please, we just want to tell you and Bert, We want to tell Tim Wildman and everybody, AFA has changed our life. Bert, I come up, sometimes I have to try to not get emotional. People come up and they'll say, our marriage is still together because of AFA. And we listened and it inspired us. We prayed and we listened about biblical worldview, and our kids are not prodigals. They're living for the Lord. I've had people come up to me, Bert, they'll say, look, I've been out of church for 25 years, but I listen and God began to move and I'm back in church and I've gotten my life straight with Christ. And this is what's happening, folks. This is the lives of people, the souls of people. That's what you're helping to impact. And that's why we don't mind saying, help us and invest and stand with us. And the number, if you would call, you'll talk to a friendly voice. I promise you, this conversation will make your day. Your spirits will be lifted. You call this number, 877-616-2396. And God is faithful. Can I read a verse about how faithful God is, Bert?
Let's read God's word. I think it's timely.
2 Thessalonians 3, verse 3. This is in the New Testament, 2 Thessalonians 3, 3. But the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen you and protect you from the evil one. Hey, I like that. I'm on board with that, aren't you?
Amen. He will protect you. And let me share some names. We hadn't done this. I tried to get it in, but the time ran out. Some people who have called in the last just few minutes. Steve from Lawton, Oklahoma. Maya from Pottsboro, Texas. Linda from Liberty, Mississippi. Do you remember who else was from Liberty, Mississippi, Alex?
I'm sorry, I don't.
Oh, man. Jerry Clower. Do you remember that name?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
No, I thought he was from Yazoo City.
He was, but he started out in Liberty, and he transferred to Yazoo City. So he was
okay.
From both.
Awesome.
Yeah, that is it. So we love these towns. Justin from Northport, Alabama. Hannah from Downsville, Louisiana. Pamela from Jackson, Tennessee. All of these people have called in and say, we want to be a part. Now, listen, we were down to 80 calls. Now we're down. All we need is 65 calls. 65 calls, and we've got about 15 minutes to get that done. It's a $25,000 challenge where people have given already and saying, we want you to join us in supporting what God is doing through AFR. We feel like it's God's work, don't we, Alex?
We do. You know, you and I have a little bit of competition in us, I think.
a little.
So call this number. Look, 65 calls. Let's knock it out in the next few minutes, folks. Pick up the phone right now, not later. Not somebody, but you. Together, we are partners in the Great Commission. The number, call it now if you would, please. 877-616-2396. Bert, may I tell you very briefly about two of my most prized possessions? I've got a closet where I keep a lot of books and Bibles and things, but I've got these two big folders, huge bulging folders of letters I've gotten over the last 15 years, many of which are from inmates in jails. I mean, inmates that listen and they say, we listen to you and Bert, and then on Sunday, we teach Sunday school. We lead worship in the prison based on your notes, exploring the word and things like that. I mean, I could tell you so many things, but I got a letter not long ago, about, I'm going to say 10 days ago, from a lady in California. She listens, and I've got this letter right with me. I'm not going to share her name, but for many, many years, she was in the lesbian lifestyle. And she wrote and she said, I'm going to be honest, I never did like you guys. She said, and I understand. Hey, I get
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
And she said, but somehow I just kept listening. And she said, it seemed like I'd get in the car and the radio would be on AFR, or I'd turn on my computer. She said, I still have struggles, but you have helped me turn my life to Christ. And she said, I've exchanged that former lifestyle for following Jesus, and God used AFA and specifically exploring the word. And I understand there might be some people listening right now, and you're not yet completely on board with this thing called Christianity. Please keep listening. Please keep listening. Let the Spirit of God continue, like this lady in California. It was a process, and then she opened her heart to Christ. Folks, I can promise you, we are in this because we believe in the Lord and His Word. I can promise you, we are in this because we know the gospel changes lives. We are in it for the long haul. This is not just something we dabble in. Fulfilling the Great Commission and the world knowing Jesus, this is our calling. And I believe that when you are supporting, you're part of this calling too.
Amen.
Isn't it a team effort, Bert?
It really is, and it's partners. We have partners, 8 Days of Hope, Preborn, Operation Christmas Child. We have so many partners. But guess who else is our partners? Our prayer warriors, our givers, Amen. Those that promote us and tell other people about it. And we just need 40 now. We just need 40 more calls in these next 10 or 12 minutes, and you can make that happen. Now 35 calls. Man, that jumped up quick. So make those calls. It's 877-616-2396 or give online at AFR.net. And we need one more listener testimony. And listen to this, but you, I think most of you can do two things at once. Listen and make this call.
My name is Linda Collins from Campbellsville, Kentucky. And you have been a beacon to Campbellsville since the 80s. And Dr. Donald and JJ came to our little community and planted WAFR. We have been so grateful through the years for your witness, for your integrity, and for the fact that you spread Jesus everywhere. And we just are so thankful that you are such a trustworthy partner with us at St. Andrew United Methodist Church here in Campbellsville. We bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Listen, these are the kind of people that have made it possible in the past for us to be broadcasting today. Won't you, if you've never given before, listen, God can take two mites as He did with the widow and, man, multiply it. And so don't feel like, well, mine is too small. No, it's not too small. Mm. It's not too big. Some of you can give a lot. Some of you can give a little. But God mixes that all up and makes it possible for us to just continue on sharing the good news. Listen, we need 25 calls. That's all. 25 mm-hmm. calls to reach that 3,500 mark. Alex, I believe we can do it. Let me give that number, though. It's 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396, or give online at AFR.net. We need 15 calls. How you like that, Alex?
Oh,
we're going to
wow.
go over it.
Wow. Let's do it. 877-616-2396. You know, there is no such thing as an insignificant gift or prayer. Over in Kosciuszko, there's a dear family, the Simbering family. They might be listening now, and they are just fantastic Christian friends. And two or three times, their kids will get up, change, might be, $2.39, and would send it in. And you can bet we've prayed over that and used it to spread the gospel. And Bert, like Don Wildman said, and like we know, it's not success, it's obedience. It's all in God's hands. We're just to do what we're called to do. And I want to tell you something. That gift, and some of you listening, God has blessed you and you have the means. You could give what humanly we would think, wow, that's a very large, generous gift. Then others, to give $10 might be a major step of faith for you. But when God puts His hand on it and the Spirit of the Lord is at work, as God so powerfully is, Bert, we don't do the math humanly. We understand this is by the Spirit of the Lord, don't we?
It really is. And the reason we put the emphasis on the people is called, if the people call, the money will follow. That's just it. And like Alex said, whether it's big or little or medium, listen, we trust God for that. But each one of these calls probably represents, in many times, more than one person, a family. So when we get to 3,500 that we're just eight away from, just eight
wow.
more calls, I want to tell right. you, it probably represents twice or three times that many. How about just three more calls at 877-6, two calls to 877-616-2396 or give online. No, hey, don't quit calling, but we're at 3,500 and we're 6 minutes early, Alex.
Praise God, exploring the word audience. You are awesome.
You don't move the goalpost. Let's go for
let's do it.
Let's go for 3,525. That means Amen. Those calls need to keep coming in right now. And listen, that number is 877-616-2396. Alex, you know it doesn't take a lot to get me excited, but this is getting me really excited to see these numbers go up, and they've come from Kansas, from Mississippi, Texas, Arkansas. Mississippi and Texas usually lead the way. I believe, though, from what I'm looking at, your state of North Carolina is doing pretty good itself, man.
Well, to God be the glory. You know, 1 Peter 4:19 says that we should, now listen, quote, submit ourselves to our faithful Creator and continue to do good. Again, over and over we read that God is faithful. Bert, I was thinking about something. And by the way, folks, keep on calling, keep on giving, keep on supporting. We will tell America and the world of the Lord Jesus. Call that number, 877-616-2396. Hey, if you just a little way of us trying to say thank you, but if you give $150 or more, we'll send you some really awesome coffee. I've had it. It's amazing. If you are a Great Commission partner, that means that you would make a pledge, that you would just a good faith pledge, give $30 or more a month. You'll get the coffee plus a very inspiring book by the story of Don Wildman. I Had a Vision, God Had a Plan. See, Bert, am I right? Was it 1977 when Dr. Don Wildman started AFA?
He did. 1977, okay. Yes.
Now, no doubt the people in 1977, they maybe could not have envisioned what this global outreach, this online, in print, documentaries, movies, radio, what it could have been. And we think, wow, you know, this ministry is up and running. And of course it is. See, we don't know what it might be 10 years from now if the Lord hasn't come back. And you know what? Just like we're standing on the benefits of the people who were faithful so many years ago, well, let's us be faithful right now for those that might be coming down the road 10 years from now. We just don't know. Bert, as great as this ministry is, and it is fruitful and it is great, we don't know where the Lord is taking this thing. But I know what. We want to keep laying the foundation. So you supporting, praying, investing, it's a team effort. And we're going to do all that we can do to tell as many as we can tell about Jesus.
Hallelujah. We not only made it past 3,500, we've made it to 3,525. Alex,
bless you one and all.
I will take Tim and Ed at their word and say, hey, we got the great listeners on Exploring the Word.
Amen.
And I think Abe Hamilton, who's going to be in the next hour with me, I think he would debate it and said, no, they're from 5 to 6. What this means is all the listeners of AFR, how great and how thankful we are for you, for God, for you listen to God, obey God, and make that call at 877-616-2396 and go online at AFR.net and make that pledge. And I just want to tell you, this is a great first day. I've been doing this for a while, and I'm looking at the number of pledges and the number of pledges that we've made already. I can tell you right now, it is going to be a great share-a-thon in 2024, and we're looking forward to what God's doing. It. Alex, brother, I enjoy being with you, brother.
Amen. Well, we give God all the glory. For all that are listening, for all that are calling in, we sincerely thank you. We give God the glory. Please continue. And we thank God for every show, every hour. But, Bert, we are partial to Exploring the Word and the listeners, aren't we?
We are. We get to meet them, and they say, man, we like you and Alex, and we love y'all and appreciate you. Well, I want to tell you, we want to do what everybody else should do. All glory goes to the Lord Jesus Christ. Make that call, 877-616-2396.